This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. How's it going?
Kia ora, Moreno. What's up?
You ask me this question every day, every week.
Every week, without fail.
I don't know what to say.
Some people just are speechless. They don't really know what to say.
Well, gravity is a constant, and I just constantly think about the down rather than the up. So maybe next time we should ask what's down.
Okay, we'll do that then. What's down?
I don't know. I don't know. anyway,
we're going to be looking at an MF Doom record today. It's called Food.
It's about food.
It is kind of about food, yes. And it's turning 15 years old, so it's kind of getting into those angsty teen years.
Oh, yeah.
We all remember those. Yeah, so MF Doom, American alternative rapper.
Fantastic troll.
Interesting guy. He was born Daniel DeMille. In London, actually,
really?
In 1971. And he was the son of a Trinidadian mother and a Zimbabwean father.
Fab.
And his family moved to New York when he was a child, and it was here where he became interested in rapping. And when he was a teenager, he went under the performance name of Zenlo X, and he formed this group called KMD, who were quite, you know, under the radar, but, you know, relatively famous at the time.
Yeah.
And they stuck it out and performed for a few years in the early 90s. However, they unfortunately split up when he was in this band, in this group with his younger brother, who actually sadly was killed in a car accident.
No.
And that kind of forced them to kind of split up. And he actually left the music industry for a few years, and he was actually homeless for a period of time. And it was around 1997 that he decided to give music another shot, and he began performing again, doing open mic nights, and etc. And he developed this new persona called MF Doom.
Mm.
And the reason why he did that was he was really into Marvel comics, and he began performing with a mask, similar to kind of super villains.
But it's kind of based off a villain, right? Like
exactly.
A villain persona.
Villainesque. It is a very villainesque persona, kind of based on a Marvel character called Doctor Doom.
Yes.
This is kind of what he based it on. And this became his trademark, and he now always performs with this mask. In fact, he's never actually seen in public without the mask.
Yeah, so you don't know it's him.
And if you Google search MF Doom without mask, I mean, some pictures come up of him, what he actually looks like. But
he's also known to having doppelgangers on stage.
That's true too.
And there have been some instances where the doppelganger has been booed off stage, and he has actually been on stage just behind the scenes and come on stage. Like, is it like some kind of test? Like,
maybe.
Like, if the audience actually knows that it's not him, then he'll come out and reveal himself?
Potentially.
I'm not sure.
It's really
maybe he just doesn't
want
to do it, you know?
Maybe he just doesn't want to be seen.
Outside, yeah. He just wants to, like, you know, rap. And
exactly.
Then that's it.
I mean, it's about the music. It's not about my visual appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
But the mask is like, whoa, very, you know.
But he's a very good wordsmith.
Exactly, he is.
So.
And he released his debut album in 1999. It was called Operation Doomsday. And then he released three more albums in the next 5 years, becoming a bit of a cult favorite amongst rap fans, especially in New York as well. And in 2004, he teamed up with producer Madlib, and they released a very successful record together, a collaboration called Mad Villainy, which pretty much exposed him to a mass wide audience and an international audience. And he established this strong working relationship with Madlib to the point that he got him to come and work on this album, M Food, and he produces a couple of tracks on here.
Friendship,
exactly. And the style of this record is classic MF Doom, really very alternative in terms of rap. Lots of skits, lots of sampled recordings of TV shows and cartoons and comics, and obviously sticking with the visual aesthetic. In terms of the production, very sparse, quite minimalistic. Kind of outside the norm of mainstream rap at the time, which had big production and lots of big soul and R&B samples and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also interesting given the title of the album, M Food, because many of the songs have a food theme and they explore food metaphors and lyrics. In fact, all the songs we're playing today have all got food themes, basically.
Well, it's like food is the mechanism.
Exactly, of life.
Yeah.
So the first track we're going to play is called Deep Fried Friends, Friends with a Z.
Yes.
This is track number 5, and this is basically about friends, but obviously using the food metaphor, deep fried friends. And you'll hear, very interestingly, this samples a famous jazz song, which has quite been sampled so many times, called Friends and Strangers by Ronnie Laws. Very, very famous sax line, which you recognize instantly. And it's a good song. Before we go
as you call them, they call you when they need something. Trees for the blunt, to G's for the front. I found a way to get peace of mind for years and left the hell alone. Turn a deaf ear to the cellular phone. Send me a letter or better, we can see each other in real life. Just so you can feel me like a steel knife. At least so you can see the white of their eyes. Bright with surprise once they finish spitting lies. Associates is your boys, your girls, bitches, niggas, homies. Close, but really don't know me. Mom, dad, comrade, peeps, brothers, sisters, duns, dunnies. Some come around when they need some money. Others make us laugh like the Sunday funnies. Fam, be around whether you pay the bummy. You could either ignore this advice or take it from me. Be too nice, some people take you for a dummy. So nowadays he ain't so friendly. Actually, they wouldn't even made a worthy enemy. Read the signs, no feeding the baboons. Seeing as how they got your back bleeding from the stab wounds. Y'all know the dance, they smile in your face, y'all know the glance. Try to put them on, they blow the chance. Never let your so-called mans know your plan. A show of hands is a term some people use loosely. I'm real choosy on what I choose to let crew see. You telling me I try to act broke. Jealousy the number one killer among black folk. Fellas be under some type of spell like crack smoke. Ghetto Cinderella's leading right to your stack loke. Just another way a chick will lead to your end. I checked the dictionary for the meaning of friends and said, first someone likes to socialize with, sympathize, a helper, and that's about the size of it. Most of the time these attributes is one-sided. To boast of the crime, they're apt to shoot you through your eyelid and they can't hide it. Going wild like a wow bitch. Sometimes you need to cut niggas off like a light switch. And when things get quiet, catch them like a thief in the night. What a right. I first met Mr. Fantastic at an arms deal. Don't let it get drastic, think of how your moms will feel. When it get for real, still get to sparking. Everything darkened. It ain't no talking. For something so cheap and sore buys a lot of trouble. They better all focus in and trying to plot the bubble. Or else it'd be a sad note to end on. The guns we got is
what we can depend on.
Some come in the form of codependence. A lot of times only end up being co-defendants. 10 bucks say they tell for a lower sentence. They leave you up under the jail begging for repentance. It don't make no sense. What happened to the loyalty? Honor amongst crooks, trust amongst royalty. I'd rather go out in a blaze than give them the glory. A similar story, the four lovers. We need to have some type of overstanding. Just so when I let her get the man thing, she know it's no strings. We could do the damn thing, but ho, it's no rings. Just how the tramp swings. Will she see him again? That depends on how good was the skins and could she memorize the lessons. It ain't no need to pretend. Even though she let him stab it, she know they just
friends.
Next nice neighborhood I move into, you guys will get crack.
Negro humor always escaped me.
The most powerful, the most mysterious monarch in all the world, guarded by a fighting force that never sleeps, that never relaxes its vigilance. For none is as feared, none has as many foes as Doom. The awesome armor-clad Lord of...
I know who Doom is.
Then tell us.
He happens to be the most dangerous man in the world. I hoped we'd never hear from him. Hoped we'd never have to battle him. But now the worst has happened, and I must tell you what we're up against. I first met Doom years ago, for he wanted to be alone. Alone to pursue his forbidden experiments. One day, while conducting a secret experiment, later, when he recovered from his injuries, instead of having learned his lesson, Doom was bitter, angry, vengeful.
What have I done to myself? My face, it is hideous.
He traveled the world, seeking a cure for his disfigured face.
I'm sorry, sir. There is nothing we can do for you.
He traveled through remote villages, where strangers are seldom seen. He continued his search, never showing his face. Unless threatened by bandits who prey on travelers.
This is so
foolishly
good.
Foolishly wander alone through their domain.
Well, he's telling you, he's not going to show you his face.
He's not. You're going to have to rip that mask from him.
But when you listen to the whole album in its entirety, it just flows from one song to another using these skits that also create the identity and the persona of MF Doom, which I think is just brilliant.
Yeah, I think so too. Particularly in this day and age where it's very hard to remain like hidden or private kind of thing.
Yeah, there has been a change in terms of the way that storytelling has evolved.
Yeah. Definitely.
Rap music?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So the next track we're going to play is called Guinnesses. And this is track number 11. And it features two people by the name of Angelica and Four Eyes. And this has no vocals from MF Doom, actually. He only produced this track. And he did this because he often liked to put one track where he'd give a couple of female MCs a chance to rap, basically. And this is basically what he did here. And basically this song is about ending relationship and drinking away the pain, hence the title Guinnesses.
Wait a second. I just got a really cool text.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it.
Did you realize this? That Food is an anagram of MF Doom?
I did actually know that, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for bringing that up, though.
Thank you, listener.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is.
If anybody knows any more facts...
Have you seen MF Doom live? I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, 5395.
I don't... Has he been to New Zealand? I don't actually know.
Oh, we're going to have to look that one up.
We were going to look that up.
All right, here's Guinnesses featuring Angelica
and Four Eyes.
Running desperately low on food, they were forced to turn back.
Sounds familiar.
Well, I should. You see, Doom wants me to marry him. After seeing what he has done to our peaceful world, I despise him. He intends to destroy all of us if I persist in refusing him. Even now.
Shaitan never came so ill. He got skill. Met a brother from the grill that gave my spine chills. All 33 nerves controlling my curves. Common sense just swerved every time I got served. Stress, frustration, empty rhetoric. Cold as winter in Connecticut. Compassion like in deficit. Thought it was love like sent from above. You're not a soulmate. But ways and actions of a primate. Ruled by lower senses. Coming faker than extensions. Pissed away all good intentions. Out of here, sister was missing. Intuition, maybe it was me. I couldn't see. Holding on to fantasy. Getting bitten by reality.
War wounds, purple heart, love veteran, morphine. Painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, there's casualties in the mind. And the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wipe.
I should have deaded it from Genesis instead of hitting the Guinnesses. Now I'm free falling, cursing matches, street brawling. He ceased calling. No appetite to feast, darling. So deep all in, I bet he never stopped balling. Women forsake God for the sin of a man. Sacrifice a whole life for a slice. Overstand? Maybe it's a lack of pigment. Loneliness, imagine figment. Only got the car kitted to pull extra cheese in it. Damn, Jody. Coming with the okie doke, hokey poke. Steady rocking boats got me aiming for your throat. Sniper scope. Weren't we supposed to elope? Proposed and you froze. I don't think that I can cope.
Purple heart, love, veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind. And the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
Constant frustration, stemming from a no-win situation. Rushing lust and fornication, adding to the complication. Patience is a virtue, pain run deep when love deserts you. Listening to whispering, choosing chaos over discipline. Simpleton, life should really be a piece of intimate. Relationship strengthening, flower essence, penstemon. Gentlemen, my favorite shit, so I'm never forsaking it. I persevere, make it fit, sculpting and reshaping it. Taking sips off a fifth of it, passionate. Intense, incense, candles lit, scandalous. Emotional, bandages, why would he abandon this? Guess he couldn't handle it, the boss is magnanimous.
War wounds, purple heart, love, veteran, morphine. Painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind. And the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
Can you skit, skit, skit?
Come on, you college boys, wear them baggy looking white shoes.
I don't care.
They look funny as hell. That is them black knee stockings.
Stop!
Well, hell, she looked like she got burnt legs or something.
You didn't wash your neck. Sometimes we don't wash our necks, but that's okay.
I washed my neck. Take a look at my neck.
Hold it right there, you.
Where you are going, there are no jokes.
Oh, boy. I'm beginning to think that armor-plated gargoyle doesn't like me.
So we got a text in from a listener called Harley, and they said that Doom did come in a few years back to play in New Zealand and was actually unwell on the actual night and had to postpone the gig. And people were absolutely livid because it was during the time that people were standing in for him on stage. And so a lot of fans who had never seen him here were really upset because they thought that he was going to do that to them. But then he ended up doing the gig the next night.
That's cool.
So that's good. Yeah. 2011, yeah. Right?
And BFM presented that show just quietly.
Yeah, yeah. We should have known. Oh, well. Anyway, we're just going to go to a quick break and then conclude MF Doom anniversary albums. Food.
Damn right.
Sweet, sweltering summer in the city. Hope Town is here.
An all-day, open-air street party of tremendous proportions with top-notch food trucks, live art, and, of course, music.
Featuring Christoph Altruento,
Lord Echo DJ Set,
Te Huhu,
Peach Milk,
Out of Sorts,
Wariki,
and more to be announced.
Hope Town, Saturday, December 14th, noon till 10 p.m.
Hope Town Alpha Lane. For tickets and all the info, go to hopetown.co.nz.
Hakarongo mai, it's Māori words, because he waka eke noa.
Ah, paia. Certainly, of course.
The next stop is...
Now, and let's take this as a given, we all know that science is real and the Earth revolves around the sun.
A paia, a child knows that.
Well, what if I told you it isn't, and it doesn't?
Everything's gone topsy-turvy.
Ah, paia.
Ah, paia. Certainly, of course.
Māori words, karawhiua, give it a go. Why pay over $35 to the airport in a taxi? Skybus have dropped their already low prices. It's now a crazy $17 one way. Kids travel for only two. That's the same 5.5-star service with Wi-Fi and unlimited luggage. Same everything apart from the price. Now $17 one way. Get more, pay less. Talk about a bus with benefits. Get your $17 tickets at skybus.co.nz.
So, tell me a little bit about how the band got started.
I play guitar.
Yep.
Mm.
Mint. Not everything has to be yarn, I suppose. What kind of stuff influences your sound? It's pretty out there.
Mostly rock.
Yeah, mostly rock.
The old rock music. Cool. Want to play a song?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Every Friday, live music direct from 95BFM. Only on 95BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Thanks to Berliner Pilsner.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody, right. If you just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith looking at MF Doom's
Food.
It's turning 15.
It is, yes. And it was a great commercial. Actually, no, it wasn't really commercially successful. Apologies. Critically, it was a great success for MF Doom. Commercially, it didn't really do much, but remember, he is an underground alternative rapper. And,
yeah.
You know.
But is also... Mean as
got a mask.
Yeah,
you know,
Mean as got a mask.
Probably got one of those stickers.
Got mad flow. Got genius ideas and really amazing metaphors.
Probably got one of those parental advisory stickers on.
Probably
the cover.
Probably is a genius, actually.
All of those things, but it did receive a lot of critical acclaim, and actually received an average rating of 81 on Metacritic, which basically ranks all the reviews and like adds them up.
Which basically means like 100.
It is close to 100.
Yeah.
It, you know, just, you know, 19 points off.
Anybody who's listened to it hasn't hated it.
Exactly. Stereogram named it the best MF Doom album, and it's considered definitely one of his strongest works, that is for sure. And it was after this that he started to collaborate more with other people. He ended up on the Gorillaz album Demon Days. He's also since gone on to work with so many people. Zarface, Danger Mouse, Ghostface Killah, The Avalanches, Flying Lotus, you name it, he's been with them.
Brill.
He's done it. And his influence on alternative rap, and in particular, is just huge. He's always been a favorite of many people, definitely always up there in consideration with the best MCs of the last kind of 15, 20 years. And aside from the songs and the rapping, as we've talked about, many people find his mystique and the whole Doom persona quite alluring, you know? It would be a good Halloween costume, I reckon. MF yeah. Doom, you know?
Hard out.
Get that mask made, wear it hard.
Actually, I think I should just wear one when I feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just put it on, wear it to...
For the show.
Put it on for the show, wear it to work, play...
For Instagram,
it.
For the gram.
If you're playing a gig, put it on.
Yeah. Maybe you might get a bit annoyed with that, but I doubt it.
But anyway, we're going to finish with track 13 and one of his more popular and well-known tracks. This is called Rap Snitch Knishes.
So that's how you say it, because I thought maybe the K would have been silent.
It could be. Rap Knishes. Snitch Knishes, potentially.
But it makes but it I like easier to say with knishes, the K. Knishes.
Because it's such a cool word.
Because snitch knishes is hard to say.
It is. Snitch Knishes. So this features a guy called Mr. Fantastic.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a cool song.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
Thank you.
And
Have a good day.
I always get comments about how this is a lot of people's favorite segment.
Oh.
So that's cool, isn't it?
It is very cool. Thank you very much.
All right, here
I
we
do
go.
It for you.
Yeah, thanks, listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, excuse me. No, not bye. I didn't turn the burly on. See, look, we're all professional DJs
There's
here, okay?
So many things to remember around here.
Yeah, I know. Buttons.
Yo. Yo. MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic. Villain.
What up, nigga?
Hey, nothing. What's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
You telling me?
Niggas running their mouth. Telling anything. Anything. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like eight and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long though like elastic. Got my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nose, a nigga, fake-ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest. My dro, the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me, cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up north, the boy hit him again. Lame rap snitch, nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools dare care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clap, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious rap snitch conditions.
Know what I'm saying?
It's terrible.
Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own self.
Horror,
fuck around, go get anybody bag, man.
Atrocities.
Fuck around, get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging, fake hustling, nigga.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.